Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is whether it's okay to start a sentence with the word hopefully. But first, advertising makes this podcast possible, and today the show is sponsored by GoToMyPC. Discover the power and freedom of web-based remote access with your free 30-day trial. Available now at gotomypc.com/podcast. Paul from Long Island in New York called the voicemail line with this comment.
I was wondering maybe you could do a podcast devoted to the misuse of the phrase or of the word hopefully. It's an adverb, but nobody uses it that way, and I drive a lot of people crazy with that one. That's a big pet peeve of mine. Maybe you could drive even more people crazy with it than I do.
I'm probably going to make everyone crazy with this topic because I think it should be okay to start a sentence with hopefully, but I'm still going to tell you not to do it. The problem Paul's talking about is when people start a sentence with hopefully instead of I hope. If you've heard me give a radio interview, you've probably heard me self-correct this problem. Here's what a self-correction sounds like. This one is from last week's Business Week podcast.
Have a community, hopefully, we hope, for every single organization.
I don't mean to pick on the speaker here. As I said, I do this a lot. I just happened to hear the Business Week reporter right when I needed the clip. I don't know what's going on in her head when she does this, but here's what's going on in my head when it happens to me. Oh no, I started a sentence with hopefully. Abort. Here's the deal. The traditional use of hopefully, which goes back to at least the 1600s, is to mean in a hopeful manner, as in Squiggly looked hopefully at the box of chocolates. Paul is correct that hopefully is an adverb in that sentence. It modifies the verb looked. Squiggly is looking in a hopeful manner at the chocolates. But about 300 years later, people started using hopefully to mean I hope, as in hopefully I'll get some of that chocolate. In that sentence, hopefully is behaving like a sentence adverb. You see, adverbs modify verbs, but they can also modify other adverbs, or, as they do in this case, whole sentences. Hopefully means, I'm hopeful I'll get some of that chocolate. Other words that can function as sentence adverbs include fortunately and honestly, and for some reason these are less controversial than hopefully. Nobody has ever written in complaining about sentences like these. Fortunately, the chocolate was out of reach. Honestly, I wish I were somewhere else. I'm hopeful you can see that the sentence adverbs fortunately and honestly modify the whole sentence in the same way that hopefully did in the previous example. Fortunately relates to the entire point that the chocolate was out of reach, and honestly describes the subject's state of mind and gives the whole sentence a confessional quality. Here's another example with hopefully. Hopefully, Steve broached the subject of an expedition. But now language sticklers will say, aha, we've got you now. Hopefully, Steve broached the subject of an expedition could mean two different things. It could mean Steve broached the subject in a hopeful manner, or it could mean the storyteller is hopeful that Steve broached the subject of an expedition. And the language sticklers are right. The counterargument is that there are few examples where a reasonable person would be confused. Context usually makes the meaning clear, and if there's an instance where intolerable confusion will ensue, just don't use hopefully. There's no reason to throw the baby out with the bathwater. In most cases, the meaning is clear, especially when the sentence isn't about a person. For example, hopefully the expedition will be approved. Nobody's going to think the expedition is hopeful. Hopefully it won't rain. Nobody's going to think the weather is hopeful. And even when there's a human or mammalian subject, context usually makes the meaning clear. We don't have chips to go with the salsa? Hopefully Aardvark is getting chips on his way home. So, now that I've made the strongest argument I can for starting a sentence with hopefully, I still have to say don't do it. For some reason, to many language sticklers, starting a sentence with hopefully has become a mark of ignorance. It really grates on people's nerves. It's not as bad as using literally for emphasis when you mean figuratively, or saying someone graduated college, but it won't help you win friends or influence people. I'm hopeful that starting a sentence with hopefully will become more acceptable in the future. In fact, many language experts have come around on starting a sentence with hopefully. The responses range from an enthusiastic fully standard at dictionary.com to a resigned lost cause from Brian Garner, author of Garner's Modern English Usage. Still, I know from the messages I get that many of you disagree, and this is a battle that isn't going to go away anytime soon. We're still ironing out some of the bugs on the website, and I couldn't get the poll to work last time I tried, but if I can get it working, I'll put up a poll so you can vote on whether you think it's okay to use hopefully as a sentence adverb to mean I hope. Don't forget to visit gotomypc.com/podcast for your 30-day free trial of GoToMyPC's web-based remote access software. Never worry about forgetting important files again. With GoToMyPC, you can operate your PC from your hotel room or branch office, just as if you were home. With internet access, you can get to any file or application on your home computer. A listener recently wrote in saying it was a great solution for him when he was traveling to Europe and didn't want to deal with the hassle of bringing his laptop. Visit gotomypc.com/podcast for your 30-day free trial. This week, I'm giving away 3 copies of my award-winning audiobook, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. The winners, Roger, Elizabeth, and Emmy, are drawn from the list of people who are subscribed to our free email newsletter. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, use the blue button in the sidebar at our website, quickanddirtytips.com. At the site, you can also find a transcript of this podcast, my contact information, and all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts. This week, Mr. Manners is talking about how to handle catcalls. That's all. Thanks for listening.